Recorded Books and RB Digital present Confluence by S.K. Dunstall. Narrated by Brian Hutchison. New Alliance Department of Alien Affairs. List of lines and their purposes. Line 1 represents health of crew and lines. Line 2, small mechanics 1, air circulation, heating, cooling, power. Overall comfort and running of a ship. Line 3, small mechanics 2, tools. Interact individually with other lines for repair, maintenance, management. Line 4, gravity. Line 5, communications. Line 6, Bose engines. Engines with the capacity to take a ship through the void. Line 7, allows ships linked by Line 11 to move autonomously. Line 8, security. Line 9, take ship into the void. Line 10, move ship to a different location in space while in the void. Line 11, links ships together. Allows them to move and behave as a single unit. Line 12, actual abilities unclear, but known to communicate across all lines and appears to have some control over other lines. Chapter 1. Ian Lambert. Ian Lambert's quarters on Confluence Station were in the same area as Jordan Rossi's, with a brand new titanium bialer alloy door between them and the rest of the station. The first apartment inside the blocked-off section had been gutted, and the newly opened space filled with state-of-the-art surveillance equipment, some of it of human origin, some salvaged from the damaged alien ships in the Confluence fleet. It had been secure when Rossi was the only linesman here. Now it was triply secure. Ian gave it a cursory glance and turned to the more immediate problem. His bodyguard, Radko, had inspected Ian's apartment with a thoroughness that bordered on paranoia. That was before she'd dropped the news that she wasn't staying. "You're staying with the Lancastrian princess." Radko scowled at one of the screens. "It won't be for long." Ian didn't know Line 1 on Confluence Station as intimately as he did the line on the Lancastrian Princess, but he knew Radko, and he could hear a strong undertone of worry. But why? "Family business," Radko said. Ian knew nothing about her family, except that she was a distant relation of Crown Princess Michelle. "Will you be all right?"
"I'll be fine, Ian. So will you."
She shouldn't try to lie when the lines knew her so well. She was worried about something. And if Radko was worried, so was he. The song of Confluence Station changed. Jordan Rossi, Yeolan's level 10 linesman, had arrived. This was Rossi's home, and the lines welcomed him.
"Be careful, Ian. Don't do anything
stupid.
Don't do anything that would upset Vega. At least not until I get back."
How long would she be away?
"I'll be a model linesman."
Ru Lee, who, like the rest of Baxier's security team, was pretending to work at the screens while Ian and Radko talked, snorted.
"That will be the day."
Baxier frowned at him before turning to Radko.
"The shuttle is ready to depart,
and Captain Helmo only has a small jump window. We'll take care of him for you." Radko nodded and glanced at her comms.
"Remember, Ian, be sensible."
She took off at a run. Ian looked around. Everyone in Baxier's team pretended to be busy again. There was an underlying hum of worry from Line 1. It echoed the worry from Line 1 on the Lancastrian Princess, for Crown Princess Michelle was going home on family business too. Her father, Emperor Yu, had demanded her presence.
"Will Radko be all right?"
Baxier shrugged. Ian was glad she hadn't tried to lie. He was glad, too, that Rossi halted in the doorway then. It stopped him from asking what the problem was with Radko's family. If she'd wanted him to know, she would have told him.
"This is cozy," Rossi said. "I go away for 2 days and look what moves in."
Ian ignored him. Through the lines, he saw Radko run onto the shuttle. The bay doors closed, and air was being pumped out before she'd even clipped herself in. Captain Helmo called as soon as Radko was back on her home ship.
"We're ready to jump, Ian."
On board the Lancastrian Princess, Michelle patted Radko's shoulder.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?